From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, President Bush under attack about those attack ads. First, the lead. Major developments in Iraq. An aide to the country's most important Shiite cleric says that his boss, the Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, has secured a peace deal with a younger radical Shiite cleric, Muqtada al-Sadr. For weeks now, al-Sadr's militias have fought U.S. and Iraqi forces in the holy city of Najaf. Al-Sistani organized a peace march to the shrine of Imam Ali in Najaf. Tens of thousands of Iraqis came from all over the country. U.S. commanders say they've suspended their offensive operations in Najaf. There are reports that Iraqi police or National Guard fired on the peace marchers, killing 10 or more. Ken Ellingwood is a correspondent for the Los Angeles Times. He joins us from Najaf. Ken, what is the latest there? How certain are you that this peace deal will take place?
Well, the latest is that Sistani's spokesman said tonight that there has been significant progress. He's characterizing it as something less than a done deal, but promising that there should be some important announcement in the next 2 hours or so. He called reporters to the compound where Sistani is staying since his arrival here in Najaf today. In part, he wanted to calm the thousands of Shiite faithful who flocked here today at Sistani's urging yesterday in order to be here, to come to the shrine, and to push for the removal of Sadr and his militiamen from the shrine. And all those people who heeded Sistani's call yesterday are waiting now to find out how this turns out.
Well, what about this firing into the peace marchers and the deaths there, this apparently by Iraqi police or National Guard units?
Well, it's a very murky situation because you have a lot of people who heeded Sistani's call yesterday and joined this march. Among those people were many who wanted a peaceful solution to this standoff, and the crowd included as well many people who were backers of Sadr. Witnesses told us that the shootout took place between Sadr supporters who were mingling among the marchers and who took weapons out and fired upon the police, and the shootout occurred between them and the police.
Ken, how much of a grip does the Iraqi government have on this situation?
Whatever grip it has seems to be fairly tenuous at this point still. I came in this morning by road and encountered on the ride into Najaf a number of Sadr militiamen, and I'm talking not in the vicinity of the shrine, but in the outskirts of Najaf in a neighboring city called Kufa, which is a Sadr stronghold. Men walking openly, brazenly, you could say, out in the street with rocket-propelled grenade launchers, with heavy machine guns. Even as the marchers are walking by them en route to the shrine, these militiamen seem to be ruling the streets in Kufa without any regard for any authorities who might try to put a stop to them.
Ken Ellingwood, correspondent for the Los Angeles Times, joining us from Najaf. Ken, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure, Alex.